Hi friends, this is Ravikant, Ravikant Miriala. For my books, ravikantmiriala.com is available. Let's get into Accounting Standard 2, Inventory Valuation. Yeah, as you know, inventory valuation is done at cost or NRV, whichever is lower. Yeah, and inventory, what do you mean by inventory? Inventory is an asset which is held for sale in the normal course of business or which is consumed or which is used in the process of production for such a sale. Yeah, and what do you mean by cost? Cost is nothing but COGS, COGS, cost of goods sold. Yeah, NRV will have a detailed discussion. This COGS includes cost of purchase, cost of conversion, and other cost which are incurred to bring the inventory to the present location and condition. Yeah, what do you mean by cost of purchase? That is nothing but the basic price, non-refundable taxes, any brokerage, carrying cost, that is freight, inward insurance, and all other cost to bring the inventory, I mean raw material, to the godown. And you will deduct the trade discounts, rebates, any quantity discount, duty drawbacks, etc. Next, if you look at the cost of conversion is the cost which are incurred to convert the raw material into finished goods. That is nothing but labor and manufacturing overhead. Yeah, labor is obviously variable, manufacturing overhead can be variable, it can be fixed overhead. Yeah, variable overhead is going to be allocated per unit based on actual capacity. Actual capacity is nothing but number of units produced by the entity during the year. Yeah, but fixed overhead is going to be allocated based on normal capacity or actual capacity, whichever is higher. I repeat, say example, rent per unit, if you want, factory rent divided by actual capacity or normal capacity, whichever is higher you are supposed to take. All other cost to bring the inventory to the present location and condition. That is example, quality department cost, development cost, right, primary packaging cost, etc. can be taken into account. Yeah, here normal loss is obviously and always supposed to be part and parcel of the cost of unit inventory, right? And here the cost which does not include means these costs are going to be charged to P&L whenever it is incurred and will be charging it off 100%. One is general administration cost, 2 selling and distribution cost, 3 storage cost. Storage cost means whether you keep the raw material or whether you keep the finished goods, that go down rent is not supposed to be taken, because go down rent does not add any value to the inventory. Next, finance cost. Next, abnormal loss. As I said, abnormal loss is not going to be part of inventory cost, but normal loss is going to be part and parcel of inventory cost. Yeah, when you see the next point, that is joint product and byproduct. Byproduct is a waste material. We are not actually manufacturing for the purpose, but it is what secondary product which comes out. So I don't want to call it as an inventory. We don't measure it like an inventory and present it in the balance sheet. So byproduct is going to be valued at NRV, and this NRV is going to be reduced from the total cost of the main product. Yeah, with respect to joint product, yeah, in case of joint product, whatever the joint cost incurred are going to be allocated among the joint products in a systematic and rational manner. What is systematic and rational? Yeah, first option we can say the market value, the selling price at the split point, that you can take it. If it is not available, then after further processing, whatever the value, that selling price minus further processing cost, you can take it. In that ratio you can allocate it. If the further processing cost is immaterial, then take the selling price after further processing. The ratio of the selling price of joint products is supposed to be taken care. Yeah, if you look at the cost formula, that is nothing but cost method. Which method I should select? Before selecting which method, first, whether the inventory is interchangeable or not. If the inventory is not interchangeable, that means it is a customized product. Then you cannot follow FIFO or LIFO method. You are supposed to follow specific identification cost method. If the inventory is interchangeable, then you can follow FIFO or weighted average method. Actually, any method can be followed which will be approximate, which result is going to be approximate to the original cost. You can follow standard cost, you can follow retail price method also, but subject to review by the management at every year end. Yeah, I mean, retail price means selling price minus, if there is any discount generally we are giving, minus gross profit margin. Then what is the result is going to be retail cost. That is nothing but sales minus gross profit is obviously COGS. A COGS is retail cost, right? And let's look at the NRV. The NRV, net realizable value. Net realizable value of FG. Very simple, normal selling price minus selling cost, like brokerage to sell. NRV of WIP, that is selling price of the FG you are supposed to take it, minus cost to complete it, minus any selling cost supposed to be incurred. Next, NRV of the raw material. Actually, NRV of the raw material is irrelevant, because raw material is not meant for sale. Raw material is for manufacturing FG. FG we are going to sell it in the market. That's why we will be checking whether cost of FG, selling price, whether the selling price of the FG is greater than or equal to cost of the FG. I repeat once again, the cost, selling price of FG, is it greater than or less, greater than or equal to cost of the FG? If you are able to sell at more than cost or equal to cost, that means we are able to realize the cost of FG. So measure the raw material at cost. If you say no, then you are going to measure it at replacement cost. Next, comparison between cost or NRV, whichever is lower, we are supposed to do it at each item wise, not in group wise. That's it, my dear. Thank you and wish you the best.